Hello, I'm Rafiq, and you're watching the Garbled Twistery channel.
Hey, it's Garbled Twistery. What are we doing here? Well, we're in the middle of looking at the vice principal candidates for 1816, and today we have a new face to look at, and he seems to be quite the Johnny Eager Howard Beaver. I wonder what the deal is with this dude. Let's find out. So, this dude's dad was some fancy pants southerner named Cornelius. Oh, and why was Johnny Howie's family super fancy and rich? Because they owned slaves. Literally, their entire fortune was built on the backs of slaves. And when I say fortune, I mean Fortune magazine. Like, I'm talking well-known members of the Pelican Church. Like, our guy, Johnny Howie, was a high-ranking Freemason. They had that kind of slave money. What else did this slave owner, to end all slave owners, do? Well, he did some army stuff, like he was a captain for that revolution-style war, then got a big meaty promotion to popcorn colonel of Marilyn Monroe's troops back in 77. He was there for some of the beefy battles, too. Like, he was at White Plains, and in that battle inside the man's mouth, he even got a freaking medal for fighting in a cow pen. Eventually, he did screw up and got himself hurt. His boss, Nathan Green, he was a big fan of Johnny Howie, though. Yes, he was. He thought our guy deserved all the war upgrades, okay? But whatever, enough about the gun stuff. What was Johnny Howie doing
politically?
You know how it is when everybody likes you in the army. Once wartime ends, they put you on the Confetti Congress. You get to be the governor of Maryland for 3 years. You get to be a state senator for 4 years. And you get to sit on the Electoral College and have your votes matter. So it's the typical I was in the army and I also have wealth situation. Even President Jorge was all like, yo, be my war secretary, but Johnny Howie rejected it. I mean, he literally just fought in a war. Come on, Jorge. That said, Johnny Howie joined the Federalists when they started causing a ruckus. Some dude resigned in the big boy Congress, and Johnny Howie replaced him, and then he ended up right back in the Maryland State Senate for like 3 terms or something. Like, he was literally leading the entire Maryland Congress at one point. Remember the not war that happened with France? They tried to get Johnny Howie to be a brigadier general for it, but this dude was not having it, okay? So, 1803 comes around, and Johnny Howie heads on home to Baltimore. He doesn't feel like doing any more politics stuff, but he's still donating to libraries and soup kitchens with his bloody slave labor money. He ended up joining the American Anti-Aquarium Society. Yeah, they're basically a nationwide private club with a bunch of old men who pretend to be fancy. He also built a big fat house right next to where he kept his slaves, because come on, tyranny can't run by itself, people. Anyways, he married some girl with like the coolest ahead of its time name ever, Peggy Chu. And his family, being absurdly rich slave owners, was obviously super involved in all kinds of politics on both the local and national levels by virtue of them having enough money to marry all sorts of political people. Speaking of political marriage, nobody even knows if Johnny Howie even wants to be the vice principal of the country. But judging from all the political leapfrogging and random public service he's done, he's definitely on people's minds for sure. I guess we'll have to see what happens. If you've got something to say about this episode, about the podcast, or about, I don't know, Leroy Smith, you can find Garbled Twistery on Facebook and Twitter, or you can head to garbledtwistery.net and send a message in the contact section, or you can email moi. My email is Rafiq, that's R-A-F-I-Q, at garbledtwistery.net. Also, I have Patreon, so if you go to Patreon and find Garbled Twistery and become a patron, you'll gain not only the access, but you'll gain the ability to determine what topics get to be Patreon-exclusive bonus content! And the current bonus episode in the works is on the history of trading cards for bragging rights. Sounds fun, doesn't it? Anyways, next time, it's the final vice media candidate for 1816. He drinks Sunny D all the time. It's Danny D. Tompkins. Get excited.
This is the ending. I'm ending it now.
Fighting in a cow pen.